Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 21st of March 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Thursday the 14th, the Spanish Congress passed an amnesty law to aid Catalan nationalists facing legal action for separatist activities. We've been reporting on this forever. Ruling got 178 votes in favor out of a 350-seat chamber. Law aims to pardon pending legal actions related to Catalonia's 217 bid for independence. Recall that Catalan nationalists had rejected the law at first. The revised law provides stronger guarantees than those initially proposed by the government and restricts protection to crimes that the EU classifies as terrorism. Cranky and predictable as ever, the Partido Popular, or PP, accused Pedro Sanchez, Spanish president, of pandering to nationalists. Moving on, workers at Madrid's major travel hub, Barajas Airport, are set to strike over Easter, traditionally one of the year's busiest travel weekends, with thousands commuting to and from family gatherings. Various trade unions representing ground staff and security workers organized the strike, aiming to protest against labor conditions, job insecurity, and outsourcing practices. The walkout is scheduled to take place during the peak of the Easter travel season, impacting both domestic and international flights. The stoppages will run between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. from the 28th of March to the 1st of April. On the topic of Easter, this week and over Easter weekend, Andalusia is set to experience a significant weather event with the arrival of the Calima. Calima is a haze of Saharan desert sand. It's already begun to hit Spain's southernmost region with potential rain due to high altitude depression. Also on the cards, the situation mirrors an intense weather episode almost 2 years ago that caused red skies and poor air quality. The region will also see higher than normal temperatures with around 30 degrees Celsius or 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Basque Nationalist Party, or PNV, has proposed a legal change to allow the eviction of squatters within 48 hours. The proposal seeks to address an issue that has become increasingly problematic across Spain. The PNV argues that current laws are ineffective in dealing with squatting and that immediate action is necessary to protect property rights and public safety. The amendment seeks to modify Spain's Criminal Procedure Act and expedite the eviction process, providing relief to property owners and deterring illegal occupiers. Some critics have expressed concerns over potential violations of squatters' rights and advocate for more comprehensive solutions to addressing housing issues, but the PNV argues something needed to be done pronto. Other news, Ivan González, partner of Isabel Díaz Ayuso, Madrid's regional president, has been accused of fraud for deliberately receiving unemployment benefits while still working. According to an ongoing tax investigation, González intentionally misrepresented his employment status to continue receiving benefits despite being employed. Between 2020 and 2021, González defrauded the government of over 350,000 euros. Not only that, but González reportedly made up to 2 million euros through aiding the sale of masks during the pandemic. Ongoing investigation found that González acted with clear malicious conduct and will be prosecuted with at least 2 counts of tax crimes, another for falsifying a document. Meanwhile, the Spanish government failed to pass a new budget last week, resulting in the extension of the previous 2021 budget legislation. This extension means that spending the investment plans for the autonomous communities remain unchanged, with no new initiatives or increases in funding, affecting those states with lower resources or budgets in general. However, debt repayment conditions for regional governments have been frozen, which could provide some relief amid economic challenges. Lack of a new budget reflects political gridlock and underscores the difficulties in reaching a consensus among different parties in the Spanish government. This week, protesters in Catalonia have blocked access to prison facilities, demanding better working conditions and increased safety measures. The penitentiary staff unions organized the demonstrations to draw attention to overcrowding, staff shortages, and rising violence within the prison system. Protests took place between Friday the 15th and Monday the 18th, and the Catalan authorities increased police presence following higher tensions within the demonstration groups. They coincide with ongoing negotiations between the unions and government to improve conditions for prison workers and enhance security measures in Spanish jails. Moving on to agriculture this week, news outlet El País shed some light on the persisting issues agricultural laborers, or braceros, face in the Almería region of Spain. Despite promises and authorities' efforts to address the dire living conditions, little progress has been made. The conditions in these settlements are distressing, lacking basic amenities like electricity and running water. Inhabitants often endure exploitative labor practices. The agricultural sector in Almería invoices around 3.5 billion euros annually, but for workers in the south of Spain, in places like Andalucía and Huelva, Very little has changed in the last year. Still in the south, on Friday the 15th, the Andalus regional government decided to allow hotels to fill their swimming pools amid drought conditions. While permitting hotels to operate under strict guidelines, the government simultaneously prohibited private individuals and community pools from filling up their swimming pools. The measure aims to balance the needs of the tourism sector with water conservation efforts. Following this decision, debate and criticism erupted, with some questions about the fairness of the policy and the priority it gives to tourism over well-being of Spanish residents. And it's not just the agricultural sector that's in an uproar this week. German sports company Adidas faces backlash for unveiling Spain's new goalkeeper kit from the upcoming Euro Cup in June. These new kits have an uncanny resemblance to those worn by Kings League players, a seven-side Football League player Grand Piqué created in 2022. Adidas' choice to provide identical kits to both Kings League and Spanish national team players has drawn widespread criticism for their apparent lack of originality. Now, let's talk about love. Prominent figures in the cultural sector in Catalonia have signed a manifesto advocating for the deprivatization of Sant Jordi, a traditional Catalan festival celebrating literature and love. Those who signed argued privatization could commercialize the event, diminishing its cultural and social significance. However, those against the manifesto say the festival's organization, promotion, and economic impact could improve dramatically. The conversation around Sant Jordi, taking place on the 23rd of April, was sparked by a regional government decision to make book vendors pay up to 120 euros to set up in the middle of Barcelona, effectively pricing out local vendors. Also, on the 23rd of April, Barcelona is set to host the 41st Ortega y Gasset Journalism Award for the very first time. The ceremony will acknowledge many Spanish-speaking pieces of work from 2023. Among the many awardees will be Brian Avelar and Juan José Martínez, who investigated drug trafficking in Honduras for the media organization Insight. Jennifer González Posadas and Alejandro Melgoza Rocha will also be awarded for their piece published in news outlet N Plus Focus about a Mexican community struggling with large businesses and overpopulation. For the full list of winners, head to the show notes. And finally, from politics to bartending. Not long ago, Pablo Iglesias, former leader of Spain's Podemos party, was working towards a more left-leaning Spain. But in 2021, he left politics and turned to hospitality. Former second deputy prime minister and minister of social rights diverted his focus to opening a bar in Madrid called La Taberna Garibaldi, named after a battalion from the Spanish Civil War. The bar's cocktail menu features leftist-themed drinks like Marcos Margarita. Was Marcos really leftist? And Che Dacri. His Iglesias aims to promote socialist ideals while offering social and cultural events. Eye roll. La Taberna Garibaldi is due to open next week in Lavapiés area of Madrid. And that's it for this week. Remember, you want people to admire and respect you. If you want to get a great present for somebody you care about, or you just want to help us out, buy one of our really cool and environmentally friendly t-shirts. They are made of 100% unbleached organic cotton, grown and ginned in Texas, spun in Carolinas, sewn and printed in Missouri. To buy one, follow the link in our show notes. Hasta la próxima.